Let me just turn it down. That's better. Okay. Ah, there we go. Oh, yeah, we need to get this going here. You see, this is, gotta skip over to, Mr. Gadget, pre-IBM PC computer history. Okay, we'll do that. I think we're connected. So I remember, this time I remember to start Icecast. So this is High Distance 3. Okay, well, I'm going to do the sound check here. Check one. Sibilance. I'm sorry, I can't see you noon today. I'm quite ill. Repeating. I'm sorry, I can't see you noon today. I'm quite ill. Close enough for government work. An astronaut at 255 kilobits per second. 256. Yeah. Okay. What are we going to do here? Oh, yeah, we need to get this going. I'm going to close out mix. I'm going to check check the speakers. They're at 50%, so we don't need to worry about that. WTIC Harvard Part 2. Episode 4 of Connecticut Radio Memories. Okay. I was reading in the book about Commodore history. Oh, we need to do that. Oh yeah. Yeah, we need to do that. New Commodore 64 Ultimate, the best-selling home computer ever, is back. Oh, yeah, we did the silence. Okay, I'm gonna do this again. Oh, is this muted? Oh, yeah, the sound is down. Oh, my bad. Okay, yeah, this is... Yeah, I'm gonna make an MP3 of this. When I think of you and all the things that she used to do. But the harder it rains, the more it seems to be. Now
now while stocks last at Commodore.net.
Yeah, several new articles. Let's see. The new Commodore 64 Ultimate brings us real hardware. So, yeah, let me add to bookmarks. Done here. conversion is completed. So I don't know what this is going to do, because this is mostly visual. So he did argue against, like, you know, including this in the, it's 10 minutes till the top of the hour, so I need to do something here. Need to get rid of this. Oh, and this on the... So I had this idea that since, like, computer cases are kind of lacking, I got 3 ancient Dell PCs for $24. No hard drives, but not a problem, because you can always add hard drives and add memory, of course, and even upgrade the CPU if necessary. Case is good. It can accommodate a optical drive. So why not just gut everything and just use the case? Just a thought. Show stuff. Parodies. Yeah, let's do this. Yes, let's play this parody here.
He doesn't own a gun. He watches iCarly reruns. He's friends with Byron. He's an albino. He likes to drink witch's brew and diet Mountain Dew. Sometimes he has cheese cubes too. He's a Buddhist. Meet Blair Alper. He has a Raspberry Pi, always has it nearby. It's something handy, I cannot deny. He's an albino. Meet Blair Alper. Well, he wants Sandy to leave, because she really gets him peeved. Thinking of her makes him heave, but I guess she's Michelle's friend. Dad ran off with his secretary. Mom's sporting is kind of scary. If you meet his sister, you should be wary. She might have a knife. His lady was known as Leanne until she exceeded her lifespan. It wasn't part of the plan, this end-of-life thing. Meet Blair Alper. Well, he wants Sandy to leave, because she really gets him peeved. Thinking of her makes him heave, but I guess she's Michelle's friend. Homie takes the bus, transport for the rest of us. It seems almost superfluous discussing it. He gets letters from Michelle, they're really short, but oh well. I wonder if there's any bombshells in her letters. Meet Blair Alper. Yes, you should. Meet Blair Alper. Yeah, hey, yeah, hey, hey, hey. Well, he wants Sandy to leave, because she really... of her makes him heave, and she really does get him peeved. Thinking of her makes him heave, but I guess she's Michelle's friend. Yeah, she's Michelle's friend. I guess she's Michelle's friend. And he is Michelle's friend. Hear the clock striking 12 again. Actually, it doesn't make a noise. Look at the clock if you want to know when the top of the hour has been reached. But it's also the first of the month. EBT cards have been refreshed. Guess what that means? Guess it now. Guess what that means? You know how Doug is buying. You guessed it right. Doug is buying food at night. The Stop and Rob is still open, so Doug can go there at midnight. It's cold outside and the air is so frozen. Doug is walking in the moonlight. Guess what that means? You can guess it now. If you guess right, you can take a bow. Guess what that means? You'll have a cow. Doug is buying. Doug is buying. Doug is buying. You guessed it right. Doug is buying food at night. The Stop and Rob has pizza and hot dogs, and of course they have pork rinds. Their taquitos aren't quite as good, but it's not something I would malign. Just buy some ramen and buy some beans. It's low in fat and high in protein. Doug is buying. You guessed it right. 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 Doug is buying food at night. Now Doug's finished shopping for his food, and he can go back to Blair's house. As for me, I have work to do. A CRT needs to be degaussed. The smell of odor eaters everywhere. Even so, I really don't care. Doug is buying. You guessed right. Doug is buying food at night. Doug is buying food at night. Doug is buying food at night. Doug is buying food at night.
Doug is buying. Doug is buying. Doug is buying. Doug is buying food at night. Going down the river, a few arrows in my quiver, a mountain man came to me. Glad I was armed that day, I could not run away. He was forking one of my friends, whose clothes looked kind of dirty. He said my mouth was pretty, yeah. Bend over, boy, and squeal like a pig. I think that buggery might be this man's gig. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Try to understand he's a mountain man. He's holding a big shotgun, otherwise I might have run. He likes what he sees in Scrapsman 2 trees. Offering money went for naught. Mountain man cannot be bought. He wants to mess with you and undress you, yeah. Bend over, boy, that is what he said. If you don't do it, then I will shoot you dead. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Things may have gotten out of hand. He's a mountain man. The next show for Tuesday, July 15th, 2025. And by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.each/us
channel pound Skyscanner.
Oh, remember we used to call like hashtag pound.
Anyway, yeah, you can also show us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero for a playlist and show archives. So, last week I said that I probably would not have, my new computer ready by then. Let's just say that I ran into unanticipated difficulties. So when I installed the DVD burner on the current computer, I couldn't get it all the way in. It's like not fully in. And yeah, here it is. See, it's like I'm pushing. So yeah, I thought this was an anomaly. Apparently, drives are essentially obsolete. I could just as easily burn an ISO to thumb drive and do it that way. But I like to have optical drives. First of all, like I buy like DVDs and Blu-rays, and I like to watch them sometimes. It's also nice to have that option to be able to read a DVD or a Blu-ray. Push comes to shove, you can only like save it. Also, apparently, like the rails for the hard drive were inadequate, so I ordered a cage, and I've installed that on the computer. But I found this. I found that they don't want you to have an optical drive because they don't give you the SATA ports for it. There are only two SATA ports on the motherboard, which is not very good. I ordered a SATA expansion card just so I can have. I expect it to have like at least six ports. But no, it only has two. So I had to order a SATA expansion card just to have an equal number of ports to the mother. I probably would have bought an Asus motherboard if I had known this. But yeah, cheap Gigabyte board doesn't have enough ports. So I'm basically having buyer's remorse with this computer. But also the clock is ticking here. I did a check here. Bitcoin price. It's a sidetrack here. It's $117,000. $117,487, rather, to be exact. Down from his previous high of, let me see. Bitcoin price today, crisis mode, at 123K. So that's pretty good. I'm going to do a search here. Mm. Windows 10 EOL dates. Windows 10 will reach its end of support date on October 14th, 2025. So almost exactly 3 months from now. After this date, Windows will no longer provide future security updates, technical assistance, or feature updates for Windows 10. Basically, I've installed Windows 11 on this computer. I've cloned the drive. So now the data is on the other computer. So I'm just gonna use this computer from now on. But this is hardly my ideal computer. It's probably not gonna even last like a year. So yeah, I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna research carefully the next computer, and I'm gonna have that in about a year. So anyway, what do we have on this show tonight? All Out Revolt at DOJ Restream, Songs About Death, This Day in Music, featured artist Backyard Tire Fire Part 3, and next week we'll do Uncle Tupelo, and a tribute to Kim Shattuck, and I have all new Kim Shattuck interviews. Yeah, we're going to do that. All that and more on this week's The Next Show. So, anyway, let me do the intro here.
No, you animals. Crappy is number one. Number six joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
are coming. Dave's not here.
No, it was six.
Six with heaven problems, adjusting to a tone status.
So please don't play number six tonight.
Back to six for a minute.
Give me a link, number six. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number six. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
The gas. Yes, that was Peter Halsapple. And Peter Halsapple with Chris Damey. And I Want to Break Your Heart from Mavericks.
released in 1991. And before that, we heard Matthew Sweet and Girlfriend. Title track from that album. Released in 1991. Did you know that Matthew Sweet had a stroke last year? As of today, he apparently can't play guitar. I think there's a GoFundMe for him, but anyway, he had a debilitating stroke. We heard Piper featuring Billy Squire and Out of Control from from a self-titled album, rather. Released on A&M Records in 1976. And we started things off with Lou Lewis and the Reformers. The late Lou Lewis and his Reformers. And Win or Lose from... that was originally released in 1978. That was from the Stiff Records box set compilation. So, yeah, we heard a bunch of songs. So, Ritchie Blackmore is also coming. So, now, this is interesting, though, because Ross Perot, he did well in 1992. He got, like, 19% of the vote. And this music bit is coming to an end, so I probably should play something else here. Yeah. We'll do this. Alright, yeah, so, Ross Perot ran in 1992, got 90% of the vote. He also ran in 1996, and got, like, 8% of the vote. Basically, if memory serves, Clinton was leading the pack for most of the race. Then he got to where Clinton won, but he didn't get a majority of the vote. Here we go. 1996 presidential election. See, okay, yeah. Bill Clinton, Democrat, Arkansas. 49.2% of the vote. Bob Dole, 40.7% of the vote. And Ross Perot, 8.4% of the vote. So he was down to 8.4%, but he also launched the Reform Party, which was, 1996, Ross Perot endorsed. No, I think you're thinking about 1992 when he announced he was running and he dropped out of the race and then he re-entered the race. There. Like I said, folks, assemble. If a problem is solved, you must whip it. So then he lost the Reform Party. And so then in 2000 there was a fight between the left wing and the right wing factions of the Reform Party. It was Pat Buchanan on the right and on the left. I don't forget who it was. John Hagelin, maybe. Oh, here we go. Okay, she had a. Pappy Cannon and Isola Foster. She died once. And somebody then Let's see. So, basically, Pappy Cannon, he was able to run because he had the infrastructure from the Buchanan brigades and like the previous. He ran in like 1992 and 1996 against the Buchanan brigades, so he was able to capture the Reform Party. Then you had basically like John Hagelin was competing and lost, so he ran as a natural law party. So then basically what happened was the Reform Party declined in popularity. So in 2012, the Reform Party was on the ballot in three states, running three different candidates. That shows like, okay, yeah, he was a billionaire, and he wants a third party, which their high hopes were, but, you know, eventually it didn't work out too well. But I can say this, Elon Musk, so yeah, Elon Musk is endorsing Thomas Massey. So it helps that you have the richest person in the world funding your campaign. I don't know if he's the richest person in the world right now. You might, depending on the stock value, you might be second right now. Oh, Perot, threats drove me out. Okay, here we go. Ross Perot said Sunday they decided to drop his presidential bid in July because the Bush campaign was threatening to use dirty tricks to smear his daughter. In his first Trump appearance since re-entering the race, Perot said he received three reports that the Republicans planned to publish a fake photograph of my daughter before her August 23rd wedding and disrupt the ceremony. Perot, who made other conspiracy allegations without offering proof, provide no evidence of his contention that Republicans sought to embarrass his youngest daughter, Carolyn. Perot also made the allegations in interviews with CBS of 60 Minutes and the Boston Herald. So this is interesting. Like, he could back down because they were going to publish a picture of his daughter. I mean, this is not like where they said, okay, well, we're gonna kill you and your family. This is like, so you need to have somebody with fortitude to run for political office. That's what I say. So anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eaaa.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero for a playlist. Oh. Yeah. I gotta mute that. I'll mute Discord. For playlists and show archives. So now, I think it's time for this day in music before I fall too far behind.
Chronicling this day in music on the next show.
So this week, this is kind of interesting because, like, sometimes I have barely enough music to get through a set of music, but this time I had like a lot of stuff. You know, I don't think I'm going to get to all of them. In fact, I had like about an hour and a half of music, so I'm not even going to get to all of this. But first, we're going to celebrate the anniversary of this song reaching number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Not this song, but this is a cover version of the song that was number one on this day, July 15th, 1965. This is Devo.
Yeah.
Yes. That was the Nixons. And their cover version of Elton John's Rocket Man. That's to commemorate the fact that on this day, July 15th, 1972, so 53 years ago, Elton John started a 5-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with his fifth studio album, Honky Chateau. The album, which marks the British artist's first U.S. chart topper, took inspiration from itself from the 18th century French chateau in which it was recorded. Two tracks from the album, Rocket Man and Honky Heck Cat, were released as singles. And, oh, by the way, the Nixons are a group that, this little circle of RFD has some connections because they're founded in Oklahoma City by singer and guitarist Zach Malloy, and the father of Zach Malloy is Oklahoma Bridge Dude, who Blair has sold some DCMF boards to. Oh, here we go. Here's an argument. Link to archive.org. Log in and borrow. Okay. Okay, let's try this. Don't try this again. Let's do it again. Yay, it works. Check your blue. Okay. And I'm gonna do this later on. But anyway, before that, we heard Bonham and Wait For You from the Disregard of Timekeeping, released in 1989. That's commemorating the fact that today is the birthday of Jason Bonham, born July 15th, 1966, so he's 59 years old today. And before that, we heard The Heartbreakers with Johnny Thunders, Blank Generations. Sounds a lot like Love Comes in Spurts. But anyway, that was from Demos, a compilation album released in 1974. Could be 1975. And we also have the New York Dolls and Private World from their self-titled debut album released in 1973. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Johnny Thunders. He will not be celebrating his birthday, however, because he died of a drug overdose. Well, they say drug overdose, but he died under suspicious circumstances on April 23rd, 1991. We heard Joe Satriani and Summer Song from The Extremist, and that's to commemorate the fact that it is the birthday of Joe Satriani, born July 15th, 1956. So he is 69 years old today. We heard, we started to go off with Devo, and their cover version of the Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, from Are We Not Men, We Are Devo. That's to commemorate the fact that on this day, 1965, this week's three U.S. top three singles. Number three, The Byrds, Mr. Tambourine Man. Number two, the Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself. And number one, The Bullets, The Rolling Stones, and I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Yes. And I'm sorry you had to log in to view the... Well, actually, I'm close to logging in. Hold on a second. It has two-factor authentication. So I just had to get my phone to... Oh, here.